Pastor Joseph Brown.
So as we move into supernatural positions for divine manifestation, we understand that divine manifestation is just kingdom things, amen. Just a couple of notes to be successful in manifesting the kingdom of God here in this earth realm. And then we talked about, you know, the mixing of the word with faith restores and renews the soul just in different type ways. But we talked about as our soul is being restored and renewed, that is bringing the soul into alignment, agreement, and awakening. All right, y'all say that with me. Say alignment, agreement, and awakening. Alignment is godly order. Agreement is walking in agreement with the will and the purpose and the ways of God. And awakening is awakening to that fact. Your whole man awakening to that fact. So now your whole spirit, your whole soul, and your whole body, as according to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, is being preserved. Being preserved. Amen. Through a wicked world, we are being preserved. I remember saying this with Elder Cooley. When you put some preserves in a jar, you seal it so it will be preserved. When you got saved, glory to God, we got sealed so we could be preserved through this dark and mean and dying world. The world is dying, but we are living. We're ever living. Amen. The world may be going down, but we're going up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm being preserved by the purpose, the plan of God. Now, today, very exciting subject that I like to talk about a lot, and we to this place now in our teaching, because as we deal a little with the understanding of renewing, again, now we talked about these, so we understand what I'm talking about. When we deal with renewing the soulish man, and then the soulish man, or actually the soulish man being restored and renewed, we want to dig deeper in the understanding of how that happens. Amen. The Bible teaches us, it says, in all your getting, get what? An understanding. I don't want you to be lacking of understanding of how these things happen. Amen. Because they just not going to happen just because you say. Amen. We got to put some action to it. That's why we're saved by grace through faith. All right? So grace is something that he did. Faith is something that you got to walk in. We walk by faith and not by what? Sight. All right. Now, so as we look at this, we're going to talk about this morning the functioning anointing. Amen. Amen. Say that with me. Say the functioning anointing. I love how my granddad used to say it. You got an unction to function. Glory to God. You got an unction from the Holy One. You should be functioning in the supernatural. Amen. 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 Now, if you don't get too far, if you don't get enough over in the spirit realm, you'll be trying to look. You'll be trying to look for the anointing. You can't look for the anointing, because it's an unseen power. And that's how, you know, especially many of us remember when we were transitioning over from different denominations over to being a spirit being person or spirit filled believing person. We a lot of things that we were introduced to, we were introduced to them by sight. So at one time we thought the jerking was the anointing. That's just a manifestation of it. I don't mean you're anointed because you jerk. Remember one time we was out in Tulsa, Oklahoma, little lady, this man jerking, he jerking man Benny, he and jerked that man up out of the middle of the line. I said, I'm close to it, so I walked, I slid all over the bit. Glory to God. Amen. Then, you know, and then people fall out, and we think that's anointed. Then somebody sing loud. Oh, that's anointed. Then we got a little bit deeper. Then folks start walking around. Oh, that's anointed. All right, so there's a lot of stuff that we didn't understand. So let's go deeper in the understanding of this thing so we can walk therein. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, now, the functioning anointing. Now, listen to this. Get this definition down real quick. Simple. Functioning anointing. The anointing is the supernatural abilities. Supernatural abilities of God enabling a believer to accomplish the very will and the plans of God, period. Amen. If you're going to listen, if you're going to accomplish and walk in the will of God, if you're going to accomplish and walk in the plan of God, you're going to have to be anointed. You can't do it yourself. If you could, we could do it outside of the faith. Amen. How in the world are you going to love somebody that's just cussed you out? No. If you do it outside of the realm of the spirit, you're going to hold a grudge. And you're going to wait for an opportune time to get him back or her back. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get you. But the anointing, man, the anointing, the ability of God could come on your life and you take no account of it. Or you keep no account. Amen. It's just as that joker never even talked about you. What is that? That's the enablement power of the anointing of God enables you to do something that you couldn't do naturally. And therein accomplishing the will and the plan of God. Because really, it hurts you more than it hurt them. It stops you from going forward. Amen. Come on, we ain't going to sit that long. All right. Now, let's take a quick view. Let's take a quick view, a quick look at the day that we are living in and the increasingness of it. In other words, what I'm getting ready to show you through the scripture, I want you to look at it and say, this is going to increase. All right, so now go over to 2 Timothy real quick. 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter number 3. Now this is what our day going to look like. And every day that you get up in the morning, Brent, you hear me? Wait a minute, Brent. See me? All right. Every day that you get up, every morning that you get up, it's going to increase. Right? All right, listen to this. 2 Timothy 3, verse number 1. This know that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covetous, person that loves themselves, they'll only do things for themselves. They won't do it for the better of nobody else or any type of group or anything. I'm out for me. Now watch this. Although he's talking about people in the church, this is no different from the world. That's where it was in the world. Them joke about, man, it could be a good friend and cut you just like they didn't even know you. Amen. All right. For men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. Man, if you catch yourself in any of these categories, it's only because, I mean, if you say you catch yourself in any of these categories, it's only because the anointed God is not working in you. Amen. Because you can't be a believer and you can be disobedient to your parents. My God. I guess really the only one of the examples that we can have in here is Elder Cooley and Mark Cooley. Elder Cooley, is Mark Cooley still your mama? Are you still supposed to obey the things she did? Yeah. Now. Mom said, all right. But let me help you out with that, too, because, you know, when I put something out there, I got to put a disclaimer to it. All right? I remember one time my dad, I'm grown. Now, I ain't saying that I'm grown. I'm actually grown at that time. You know, so I'm telling dad about my vision, what I felt God's telling me to do. So I say, I come to him, and I said, Dad, you know, I believe the Lord telling me to start a church here in Alabama. He said, oh, no. Hey, Lord ain't telling you that, son. He said, I know what you want. You know, I know what you want to do. I know what you're part of. He said, start that church in Atlanta. He said, folks ain't going to hear you down here. He said, don't worry about it. You know, amen. He was really trying to protect me. All right? So this is what I told him, because he's my dad now. You're supposed to what? Honor and respect Your parents. Right? So this is what I told Dad. I said, Dad, because you my dad, my natural dad, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back and I'm going to pray again. Although I heard, I told Dad, I said, I'm going to go back and pray again. I went back and prayed again. Do you know the Lord didn't change his mind? Lord didn't change his mind. So I went back to Dad about that no more. I ain't go back. Amen. So I felt that I served both purposes. I honored my father, but I honored my heavenly father. Who first? Alright. Alright. Now, so these things are going to increase. Blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. You met any unthankful people in church? My God, I ain't thankful for much. Oh, man. Man, we were really thankful. It would be hard for us to get out praise and worship. It's getting that way now. People just thankful, man. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. I may not have much, but I thank you for where I am right now. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Unthankful, unholy. Keep going. Let's go a little bit further. Amen. Verse number 3. without natural affection. We're going to go on now. Amen. Truth breakers. False accusers. Incontent. Fierce. Despise of those that are good. Man. And you know, it's something else. When I thought about this, it's something else, man, when a person in the church get a new car. My goodness, man, folks despise, because they're moving up, you know, moving on up. God blessing them. Folks be thinking that, who he thinks she is? We got to use both of them. Who he thinks she is? I mean, you know, people despise. They don't let you know. But man, Lord, when God bless somebody in the house, man, we need to hold a party for them. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Man, why would folk give a testimony? That should be the loudest point of the service. Then somebody talk about the goodness of God, man. I'm talking about this church should go off the hook. Oh, here he come again. Here she come again. Talking about what the Lord done. Man, sometimes the folk even get, they don't even want to say nothing, cause folk don't get with them when they talk about how good God is. Come on, touch it. Come on now. Come on, touch it. Come on now. Come on, say it. Don't let it be his church. Hey, man, ain't nothing going on in your life. Get it to going. Hallelujah. You know, we still got it in us, man. You know, little children, man, you like mom and daddy to pray. Hey, that good job, little Joe. You know, glory to God. Amen. Deep down there, listen, we like people to rejoice with us. Amen. Amen. All right, so, you know, as we go on, it says straight-headed, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Keep going. We're going to go down to about verse number 7. Having a form of godliness. See what I'm talking about? Having a form of godliness. Look at your neighbor and say, this is going to increase. Having a form of godliness. So everybody that carry a Bible, that look like they got a priest collar on, or they go to church, that don't mean that they live in what they represent. All right? So you got to be careful because, y'all know this. Birds of a feather, they flock together because they got a lot in common. Watch who you hang around. Hallelujah. Watch who you hang around because what you hang around the most is what you'll start looking like. Amen. Amen. You gotta watch. Come on, help your neighbor. Come on, we gotta watch it. Come on, help your neighbor. Amen. Come on, look, come on. Just say it. I welcome you to keep looking at me. because I'm looking at you. Amen. Amen. Hey, amen. I'm trying not to stay here long, but you know some folk you can tell stuff. And some people you can't even tell them nothing. It just go over their head. I mean, they're so called, you can't even tell them. You can't even tell them nothing about spiritual things. I mean, like the babysit all the time. I don't like the babysit all the time. I remember Lexi's name. You know, Lexi said one time she was working at daycare. She looking at the daycare, you know, she sun up, she go on to the daycare. You know, 5 o'clock, she'd be back home. Sun up, she going, then we, you know, we go in the dad room. So, you know, they sent out a text and when dad called, you know, we want to be able to be of service whatever way we can. So, you know, I elected Alexis now. So I elected them to work in the daycare when they got to dad room. And they were looking down like that. I said, what's wrong with y'all? I don't want to go to work. I've been working all week. You know, now I'm going to have to work all week. And I said, well, you know, Lord bless you. But then Lord help them, though. Lord help them. Amen. Lord help them. They're going to let me volunteer them the next time. Amen. 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 But, you know, so we got to understand, man, you know, and walking in the things of God, man, it's catchy. It's catchy. It's catchy. It's very catchy. Very catchy. Very catchy. That's why you got to guard and protect whatever you have. You got to count it as very valuable where the Lord has brought you from. Oh, man, you cannot take it lightly how bad you were years ago and how God is working in you now. You can't put that in somebody else's hands, or you can't be careless with that. Amen. How many of it took you a while to get to where you are now? Oh, man, it took too long, man. It took too long to get the Holy Ghost flowing the way it is now. I ain't got no time to go way back to where I was. Amen. 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 All right. Now let's go a little bit further. Let's go a little further. Where are we at? Verse number 5. Have a form of godliness, but denying the power. See, whenever you have a form, you deny. When you fake like you something, you cannot receive the real. Come on, y'all hear what I'm saying? When you fake something, you can't receive the real. You'll never get to the place where the real begins to flow if you keep faking. A lot of folks, you say, well, fake it till you make it. Well, I don't agree with that. Because if you faking, you're going to block the real. Fake it till you make it means, well, I said fake it till you make it means fake it until you come to knowledge where you can do it yourself. But you don't want to block the will, because this thing is what? Supernatural. Come on. Come on. That's what I'm saying. It's supernatural, man. What God is doing in my life, what God is doing in your life, what he did to open up your eyes, it was supernatural. If it was supernatural from the beginning, it's going to be supernatural in the middle, and it's going to be supernatural on the end of it. Come on. Help your neighbor say it's supernatural, man. Amen. Amen. That's a word I really want to grab a hold to this morning. Supernatural. Supernatural. We be looking for too much stuff. And most of the stuff supernatural, man, you ain't gonna be able to see. My God, nobody that got saved that morning woke up knowing that they were gonna be saved. I don't know about y'all, but I looked up and I was at the altar. I'm putting down my rocks. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Had no intention now. I'll just go fake like I had before. I'm going to blend in like I had before. I went to church back in the day because that's what mama and them taught us to do. Brother Marcus, you hear me? And it was custom, man. Even when, I was down in Southern Union. First place time I was away from the nest. By myself. Waking up Sunday mornings. Man, I got to go to church somewhere. It wasn't because I really loved the Lord. It was because something had been put in me. Amen. All right. So this is a view. Now, I want to get to a certain point. Come on, let me go on and read. My God, y'all stop stopping me from reading. Amen. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. All right, now all that scripture is really telling us, you got to look at it in twofold. It's just letting you know birds of a feather flock together. Basically, that just you could be easily impressionable. All right, get verse number 8. Ever learning. Watch this. Now this is the problem. It's a problem in the church a lot. Ever learning, but never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. Know a lot of scripture, but don't know a lot of truth. One more place I want to go to, and then I'm going to hurry on past that. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. This is what it's going to look like. It's going to increase. Going to increase. The enemy is always trying to set you up. Come on, help your neighbor. The enemy is always trying to set you up. Now, the enemy never sets you up for you to prosper. He always sets you up to fail. All right? Now, watch this. For the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Nobody really want to set up their own demise. What that means is the demise of your own carnal nature. Nobody really want to give it up. But that's the mind frame we're going to have. I got to get this stuff up. I got to get this stuff up, man. I got to have somebody tell me like it is. tell me my hair ain't combed. I don't listen to this lady the other day. Tell me my breath stay. Tell me. Don't let me just walk out in front of everybody. But see, we've been faking it for so long, we don't want nobody to tell us. And the moment somebody tell you without your permission, and give you permission to talk to me like that. It's an ear. Let me go to him. Talk to somebody. Ain't gonna talk to me so rough. Amen. Amen. Y'all still with me? This is what it's going to look like now. This is going to look like whenever we went from a place of folk faking, but then the Lord trying to get them right. Amen. Then you're going to have a lot of people that are going to run back to a bad situation. I heard a guy give an interview. He said this, well, you know, Coach going to put us in a good predicament. A good predicament, what's that? He just got crossed up on his words, you know. Glory to God. Come on, let's do good, amen. Let's do good and let the Lord put you in a situation where you can go do better. Amen. All right, now, somebody say I'm anointed. Come on, say this, I'm anointed. Now, if you're saved, you got an anointing on the inside of you. Amen. You ain't left out of this. So this is what that day going to look like. Now, the anointing is amazing. Say this with me. Say the anointing is amazing. Woo, it's amazing, man. But, you know, the anointing works best in bad situations. Glory to God. The anointing is amazing, but it works best in bad situations. Matter of fact, let's clarify this in the Word. Go into Isaiah. Isaiah 10. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah 10. All right, let's look at verse number 26. Are y'all there with me? Isaiah 10, 26. Look what the Word of the Lord says here. You know, somebody say this with the anointing is amazing. Amen. Come on, let's testify about it. Say the anointing is amazing. All right. The anointing is amazing, but it works best in bad situations. Now watch this. And the Lord of hosts. Wow. I tried to tear this out of my Bible when I first started to read it. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him. Y'all remember when Jesus Christ was being crucified? Y'all remember that? He's receiving a scourging. I don't want you to think that that scourge is a good situation. Oh, y'all, that's it. Amen, amen. I want somebody to look at me, man. Amen, amen. I want you to know this. I want you to have this knowing in you. Amen. In the fact that you're anointed. If you say you're anointed, glory to God. Which if you're a believer, you are. There's some things that are set up for you. Remember the song? Everybody remember the song? He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got you in his hand. And I liken this, Brother Marcus, to the potter's clay. He's the potter. Come on, look at the name and say, I am the clay. He's fashioning and he's molding us. Amen. Now, matter of fact, the Lord of hosts, listen to what he said, the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge. Say this, for me. I know that in the scripture don't say for you, it must actually say for him. Amen. But watch this. We got to find ourselves in the scriptures. Listen to what it says. The Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him, or for me, according to some things that we sing before, according to some scriptures that we've read in past days. You know what Old Testament is used for? Our admonition, teaching, and learning to whom the ends of the earth have come. We spend looking back at old times, look back at the Old Testament, and say, look what the Lord can do. My God, hallelujah, look what the Lord is able to do, not just with them, but what he's able to do with me. He said he stirred up a scourge for me, according, in other words, by example of the slaughter at Midian. Now, what you need to do is go back and read about the slaughter at Midian and see how sometimes it's going to look like that in your life. Look like a slaughter at Midian. Look like a slaughter at Midian today, day, Lord. What's the deal? Then he said, don't just read the beginning of the story, also read the end. That's what I'm getting ready to do for you. Hallelujah. I think we should have gotten enough hallelujahs for that. Amen. Hallelujah. And then watch this. You don't have to put your name there. He's going to put it there. See, we as believers, we like to tell testimonies that are very nice and cute. But there's some testimonies you ain't even told nobody yet. You know what? You ain't told nobody that one. Hallelujah, glory to God. Why are you telling? Because it was like the slaughter of Midian. Glory to God. Amen. According to the slaughter of Midian. My God, look at that. My goodness, look like something finna go down. Like something finna happen. Glory to God. God finna get ready to come through. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, I need to shake you there. Look like God getting ready to come through. Glory to God. Amen. See, listen. Woo, glory to God. You don't even know what your neighbor or your sister or your brother or your friend getting ready to go through. Glory to God. But you can testify to this because you saw God do it before. God getting ready to do something on your behalf. Glory to God. Something getting ready to happen. Woo. Hallelujah. Now watch this. He says, and at the rock of Orel. Woo. Now there's some things that we're missing out though. We got to be able to see this. He's telling us, I've anointed you. But these things are going to come forth. The manifestation never going to come forth when you're in trouble. Now I said, well, Lord, why is that? He said, because I want you to learn not to depend on yourself, but to depend totally and solely on me. Come on, touch your name and say, have you learned yet? Have you learned yet? Have you learned yet? Lord have mercy. Any good thing that done happen in your life, it ain't because you that good. It ain't because you so sharp. No, the anointing of God working in your life. It's working in you the will to do. It's working in you the will to have the desire and the hunger and the thirst to see him come through on your behalf. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I got to get you to see this part, because if you miss this part, this is the part that most believers have missed. Amen. And they've been operating off of not Holy Ghost fuel, but their own fuel. Now, I'm glad that the Lord brought that up, Kim, because I can bring this statement to pass now. You know those people that we looked at in 2 Timothy? You know who those are? Those are people that are in the church, but they don't rely on the anointing. They have not learned to rely on the anointing of God. What is the anointing of God? The abilities of God that enables the believer to flow in the will and the purposes and the plan of God. Baby, if the Lord ain't helping you, you ain't getting no help. Glory to God. I didn't think I'd get too far. That's why I say the anointing is amazing, man. The anointing is amazing. Now, I got to get you to see this part. Well, I tell you, you're already there you're already there at Isaiah, right? Isaiah 10. Now, watch this. So that anointing start really functioning, the flavor of the tea came out when they put hot water in it. You can put the tea in the thing and then put cold water in it, and it ain't going to bring no flavor. But you put that joker in some hot water, real flavor getting ready to come out. Amen. Come on, look at your name and say, that's when your anointing getting ready to start working, child of God. Amen. Somebody might think, oh, I'm in some hot water. You're in the right place. Glory to God. You're just in the right place for God to deliver you by his hand and not you by your own. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Now watch this. Now you got to see this. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him, according to the slaughter of the Midian at the rock of Oreb, and as the rod was upon the sea. That's crazy. That's wild, man. That's wild. You know who he's talking about right here? He's talking about Christ. He's talking about Christ. And was it not so? Yes. Yes, man. It was wild. It was wild for Christ, man. It was wild, man. Christ got anointed, man. Jesus. When he got baptized, start going forth. Man, all kind of people start coming out to see who he was. I mean, all kind of people start following. And where Christ went, crowds begin to follow. Why didn't he talk about these crowds before? Before he got anointed. Before he came out of the widow. What was the crowds then? Right? Glory to God. As this anointing started coming forward, man, all kind of situations started happening around him. And even people started laying out palms. Oh, Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Oh, my God. Then they were the same jokers that were saying, crucify. No, we don't. Listen. Give us Barabbas. Crucify him. Man, it was just like you see in the Bible. His life. Now, watch this. I got to get you to find yourself in the Word of God this morning. Amen. If you know that you're anointed, amen. Come on, lift those hands. Say, I know I'm anointed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. All right, watch this. Watch this. Listen to this. He's talking about Christ. He said, I stole the scrolls for him, like at Midian at the rock of Oreb, and as a rod, now watch this, was upon the sea, so shall he lift up after the man of Egypt. And then it said here in verse number 27, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder, and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Come on, say, he's talking about Jesus. He's talking about Jesus. He's talking about my anointing. All right, now watch this. Watch this. Look at verse chapter number 11 now. Now, how this thing going to come to pass? How this thing, he's giving us an example. He's giving us a show forth of how this thing particularly flows. Now, watch this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The anointing is amazing, and it works best in bad times, so you can learn how not to depend upon yourself. Now, the anointing now, watch this. It's like oil. Matter of fact, in various places of the scripture, you see the anointing flowing as oil. By representation of it in the Old Testament. Now, remember David? Amen. It shows, y'all remember in Ezekiel, the candlesticks? It gives us an example of the flowing oil. Somebody say the oil is supposed to what? Flow. Y'all remember David had what? Six brothers? And the oil did not what? Flow. And then why? They weren't anointed for the position. In the Old Testament, the anointing, watch this, the anointing wasn't on the inside of them, the anointing was placed what? On them. And in order for the anointing to be theirs, it had to what? It had to flow. So the anointing gives us a representation of flowing. Somebody say flowing, flowing, flowing. Say this, the flowing anointing. All right, now watch this. Come on, touch your neighbor, say stay with him. All right, now watch this. Look at chapter number 11, verse number 1. Like all, it flows. Now watch this. Like all, the anointing flows from life to life, from generation to generation. Come on. Anybody see my hand waving? If you ain't see my hand waving, that means you ain't looking up. Watch this. The anointing flows, because that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to flow. It flows from what? Life to life. And it flows from generation to generation. It flows from what? Life to life. And it flows from what? Generation to generation. Now, how do we know that? Because the Old Testament shows us the pattern. All we're getting right now is a pattern from the Old Testament. It flows from what? Life to life. And it flows from what? Generation to generation. He gives us a pattern in Psalms 133, how the oil flows what? Down, it goes from one point, goes down to another point. But as it goes to the other point, it gets what? Stronger. Come on, somebody say the oil is supposed to flow. The anointing is supposed to flow. All right, now watch this. Now, a lot of folks get mixed up with the purpose of it. Now, we won't get to it today because it's on further down in my notes and my time is about up. But I want you to understand this for the purpose of us when we come back and talk a little bit more about it. There are two dimensions of the anointing. Now, when we talk about the anointing, we're not really talking about anything other than the flowing of the Spirit of God. The anointing is just a connection. That's where you get the word anointing. See, in other words, don't put your hand out, El Cooley. El Cooley, right now his hand is not anointed. But if I get some salve and I rub it on his hand, what was on my hand becomes on his hand. I just anointed his hand. Right? From our case, when I wasn't saved, I was not anointed. But once I got saved, I commune with the Holy Ghost. And so what the Holy Ghost had now is on the inside of me. I'm saved. There are two dimensions of the anointing. Say that word. Say two dimensions of the anointing. The anointing just means a rubbing on of the Spirit of God. I did not have the Spirit of God before I got saved. But now that I'm saved, I got the Spirit of God, what? On the inside of me. Because the Old Testament, it was on the outside. Now we got a new and a better covenant. Now the anointing of God is on the what? Tables, on the content, and the very essence of our heart. Thank God I'm saved. It's on the inside of me. So two dimensions of the anointing is, one is on the inside, and the other is on the outside. Yeah. Come on, say this. I'm saved. So I have had. Come on, say it. I have had an encounter with the Almighty. Now I'm smelling like him. He left his mark in my life. Oh, Lord. All right, now watch this. Now, to bring out, you hear me, Josh? You hear me? You taking notes or you just looking down? What you doing? All right, okay, all right. All right, you got to watch the kids. You got to watch your kids, man. Amen. All right, I'm done. I'm done, but I'm taking 3 minutes. I'll take 3 minutes. I got started early. I'm feeling in the package. Feeling in the package. I'm going to take 3 minutes. Take 3 minutes because I got to get this point out. All right, look at verse number 11 real quick. And there, we just talked about the anointing, right? In Isaiah 10, right? 26 and 27, right? Look what it says. And there, he was talking about Jesus Christ, right? Isaiah 10, 27. He's talking about the future coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And not only the future coming, but the death, burial, and resurrection. Without the curtain being rent from the top to the bottom, the anointing couldn't come to you and I. Verse number 11 says this. Now watch this. Watch this. And there, he's telling us, oh, he's prophesying about how this thing is getting ready to come. Watch this. Because it flows. Is that right, Brother Stan? It flows from what? Life to life. From what? Generation to generation. Now watch this. And there shall come forth. Woo! Amen. Come on, look at this. It's flowing. It's flowing. And there shall come forth. My fact, say it with me. And there shall come forth. All right, now watch this. Watch this. Now, just listen. Just listen. And there shall come forth a rod. My hand a rod. Anybody see my hand? It's a rod. Anybody see this? Everybody got me? This the rod. Say, here it come. Here come the flow of the anointing. Come on, y'all, listen to me. Here come the flow of the, say it. Here come the flow of the anointing. Gonna come out of a rod. Watch this. Come forth out of a rod, out of a stem. Come forth a rod. The rod is connected to the stem. Rod connected comes out of a stem. Oh, you know, amen. Y'all got me? Watch this. Out of the rod stem of Jesse. And a branch shall grow out of what? His roots. Come on, touch your neighbor and say, the anointing flows from person to person, from generation to generation. What is he telling us? He's just giving us right now is a directional flow of the anointing. That's it. That's all you get from the Old Testament. An example. So he's telling us that the flow of the anointing, if it don't come out of a rod, if it don't come from a stem, where does it come from? That's why it's so important for us to understand connection. Branch shall go out of the roots. Let me read it. Come on, come on, come on. Verse number 2. Branch shall go out of the roots. Come on. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. Watch this. Keep verse number 3. And it shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. This is the things that the anointing does to you, for you, and through you. Now I'm done for the day because I can't take it no deeper. Glory to God. But there's a flow of the anointing, man. It flows from person to person, and it flows from generation to generation. And then we can even go into some more parts of the word here where we can understand how that it not only flows from person to person, from generation to generation, but it gets stronger as it goes. Hallelujah. Come on, touch your neighbor and say, don't you sell yourself short. Glory to God. Come on, the anointing of God is mightily in you. Praise God. The anointing of God is mightily on you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. To accomplish the very desire and work and plan of God. I'm going to stop right there. I thank God for the anointing, man. Oh, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But as I get ready to close, we understand that in order for you to be affected. Y'all hear me? Y'all see me? In order you be affected from the stem that has rod, in order for you to be affected by it, you got to be connected to it. Amen. Yeah, that's all right. You got to be connected to it. And then it flows from person to person, from generation to generation. You mean tell me you went to the honky-tonk place and you got saved there? No, the scripture says, how can they hear without a preacher? How can he preach unless he be sent to kill it? I was sent. Now, how is the connection made? Watch this. How is the connection made? The connection made is made solely through one word. L-O-V-E. Every one of you were not herded. Y'all wasn't herded in here. Y'all wasn't herded. Even when we were opening the box, most of y'all came at the point of the box. There was a whole lot of churches the ceiling wasn't falling. A whole lot of churches that they had nice plush pews and air conditioning. But y'all were drawn to that place. Glory, glory. We fell in love there. And then some of us fell in love in here. Amen. We exchanged vows. Amen. I remember the first time Pastor Smith, he was getting ready. He really delivered the last message to us. He said, this is like a marriage. Because the love is what keeps the connection. And then the anointing, watch this. The anointing that you have in you did not come from me. The scripture plainly says, but you have an unction from the what? Holy One. So all I have been for you is a rod. Amen. That's it. We go deeper a little bit more time. We're going to pray right now. Let's stand on our feet. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.